Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community. Here on Our Community Podcast, brought to you by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. They're waving at me here. I don't know. I'm getting lots of conflicting instructions. Brought to you by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center with, we're proud to say, Mr. Orange County.
Wow. I feel honored to be called Mr. Orange County. Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here, a.k.a. Mr. Orange County. Thank you, Paul, for that title.
You are. I mean, you know everybody. And everybody knows. People come in here and they say, do you know John? I say, I didn't know John before. I fell out of it.
I feel very honored. Thank you very much. We have another special guest with us today. I like to call her a community leader because Christine Mantilla is one of our leaders in our community. She knows everybody. And most importantly, she's part of the Williamson Law Group. She's also part of South Coast College, one of our longtime members of our chamber. And also she's involved with the Meal to Vet. And it's a veteran series forum podcast, which we will talk about, because it's doing a lot in the community as far as information, resources, right?
Yes.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, as I shared with you before the show, we like our audience, by the way, thank you for tuning in and listening to us, to get to know you as a person, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about you in the first few minutes here. Tell us a bit about maybe where you grew up and tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into all this fun stuff you're doing in the community and the organizations you're with.
Oh, that's a... A little bit about me, huh? I grew up in Fullerton, in Orange County, all my life, California.
Nice. And so did you go to, like, Fullerton College? Or
I did not. I went to Troy High School.
Ooh, Troy High School. That's a very good school.
It's a very good
school. Yes, I've known it to be a very high academic school from what
it
I
is.
Hear. Right? I mean, in fact, I was just meeting with somebody a few weeks ago. Mr. Ben Lay, I don't know if you know him.
Yes, yes, I love him.
Yes, he was sharing with me the history of like Troy High School.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I was like, really? And he's like, oh yeah, a lot of Chinese, Korean families or something like that, when they bring their kids into Orange County, they either go to Irvine and the Irvine school districts or Troy, because they know that that's a really good high school. So
yeah, the International Baccalaureate, and there's a high honors math program as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, were you involved in a lot of that stuff in high school?
I was involved in it. I was too social for it, so I didn't stay in it.
That was not
I got
your thing.
In.
Not your thing.
Not my thing.
What was Christine like in high school? What did you like?
I was busy. I was very social. I was everywhere. I was out doing everything. To be perfectly honest with you and your listeners, I dropped out of high school. Oh. I dropped out of high school to go to college.
Really?
Then I realized college wouldn't take my credits unless I got a GED. So I got a GED. I was in college and I wanted to go off. And in fact, I tried to go into the military.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they take you? I mean, you opened the door, not me.
No, totally cool. They wouldn't take me because I actually have a history of alcoholism. So I am 15 years sober.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And with that, I did a lot of wild, crazy things. And so I was at MEPS for 3 days. So if any of you were ever trying to go into the military or went into the military, you know MEPS is 2 days. And on the third day, they said, you're not going to adapt to military lifestyle.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that may have sparked the passion that I have now for veterans. I don't know. But it
That's
was a passion. It was where I wanted to go. Yeah, I had plans and they changed.
Well,
and
you know,
so I pivoted.
I truly believe in the old saying, it's not where you start, is where you finish.
Yeah.
And all of us may have rough starts, right?
Oh, I've collected so many pieces of learning, you know, tools and people and amazing opportunities based on all of the things I've experienced. So I wouldn't change anything I've gone through for anything.
Well, I gotta say, I know that when I see you out in the community at many of our networking events, community events, you're just always so prepared to connect people and like, you should meet this person.
Yeah.
And you should meet. So you obviously have that natural instinct to be a connector, right? Where do you think you got that from? Your parents, your family? Is this something you were born with?
My dad was probably pretty social too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, I've always just been really social and always really liked people. I never stayed in one group, but I was in all the groups. And
that's great.
I was friends with all kinds of people. And now I guess the deep passion I have for connecting people is because I want to help businesses and people grow. And sometimes we pass up the opportunities to meet people or talk to someone because they're not in our fields, or maybe we think they're not going to help us in business, but everybody has a story.
Yep.
And so I may connect with somebody that's not going to help me, but maybe great and need OC Hospice, let's say.
Yes.
Or may need someone like Dave Disrocher and First and Goal Project.
Yes.
Or another amazing business within the chamber. So yes. To me, I'm always kind of thinking that in the back of my head naturally, I guess.
Yeah. I think you have that natural, I care about everybody else, right? Like,
yeah,
I want to help everybody else, that you have that in you, right? Well, share with us a little bit about South Coast College, because that's how
yes.
we met, through our chamber, of course. They're members of ours.
Yeah.
And I know you all do a lot in the community as far as really taking young people or any people in general that want to take it to another level, especially in court reporting and other areas, right?
Yes.
Share with us a little bit about South Coast College.
Yeah, so South Coast College is amazing, just so everybody knows. They've been around for 62 years, going on 63. The president is Jean Gonzalez, who owns a school. Her children are all the students of South Coast College. And if you don't know the career of court reporting is an amazing high in-demand career. It's national, it's international. And people think that it's really gone away, or who needs this? We've got AI. Yeah, no, it's not happening. But with court reporting, literally the opportunities are endless. The ability to make a six-figure income is almost coming out the gate of getting your certification for training. And you don't have to be in court. That's the misconception. You can work for congressional hearings. You can work for entertainment, sports, anywhere there's transcribing. Colleges like UCI here, they have a CART reporter somewhere for the hearing impaired classes. And so there's all kinds of opportunities, and it literally is a six-figure income.
And you said there's a shortage of them.
National shortage. Yes.
Wow.
Huge shortage. And so they've actually started an opportunity, a new program called voice writing. It's similar. It's with a mask. You're talking at the same speed. It's doing the same thing. Real time is available. And we're all the colleges that are doing court reporting right now have started this program. South Coast College, I feel like we're the leaders in this program. So if anybody is interested in a high demand, amazing career in legal and medical, it's anywhere transcribing is, that opportunity is available. And again, we've been teaching that for 62 years. We also teach paralegal programs, an AA degree, and medical assistant. That's 9 months.
Now, what do you think is the biggest challenge of why people are not going into it? Or what is it that scares them from doing it?
So I don't know the exact reason, but I can say it's an old career, right? So you think of shorthand, you think, I know somebody how long ago that did that? My grand, my aunt, my old, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
And AI, people think, what about talk text? What about recording? And I hear that often. Well, isn't it going to, you know, be obsolete once AI takes
over? Is it not as accurate, would you say?
No. Does your talk text work?
No. You know what?
So that's a
record. I actually never use mine. I know a lot of people that do.
Yeah. And it never works, right? What are you getting? Like, what did you
say? I don't know if
say?
It's my Mexican accent. It just doesn't
what
pick it
accent?
Up.
What accent?
I don't know if it's my Latino accent, but it's like.
Oh, there it is.
That's not what I said. I said, right. Find me a taqueria with frijoles y arroz and tortillas. And like, it just, I don't know. It doesn't pick up sometimes. So it's not as
dialects,
accurate.
Dialects.
Yes.
The words, who's speaking, and that's not always picked up. And this is, you know, when it's in court, it's the record of somebody, you know, it could be somebody's life. So, no.
Now,
it's not taking
for
over.
People listening for the first time about court reporting, they're not actually typing every little thing, right?
No, there's only 22 letters of the alphabet on this funny keyboard that doesn't have any letters on it. And you're playing the piano, it's like. And you're doing it at 200, 220 words a minute, and it's pretty accurate. But what you're typing is gibberish. What comes out in the software in translation is the actual words that are being said.
So it's almost like you're writing in code.
You are. You learn short. You learn steno, the English language, in steno, and it takes 3 months to learn that at South Coast College.
3 months?
Totally new language, yes. So if you're a linguist or you've played an instrument, this is definitely for you.
If really?
You
especially if you played the piano?
Yes.
Oh, my son loves the piano. Really?
You have to practice every single day. Most people don't like to practice.
Yeah.
A couple hours a day, and you're learning a new language.
Well, that's interesting because, like, my younger son, Eli, loves playing the piano. One day I asked him, where did you learn these songs?
What?
And he said, on YouTube. And so he doesn't know how to read music.
There's a court reporter.
Right? But he's so good at remembering, like, he knows the Godfather song, the movie. He knows, like, Dr. Dre's song. He knows, like, all these songs. And he plays them.
Yeah.
And I said, son, how did you learn these songs? And he's like, oh, on YouTube, Dad. And I'm like, but you don't know how to read music. I know I learned the sound, the keyboard.
Wow.
Interesting. So that, he might be somebody who
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And there are male court reporters. And there are families where it's the mom and the dad and the children that go into this profession because they know it's a solid, amazing income. You can make upwards of $200,000 or more.
$200,000?
You can work a 9-to-5 in courts, or you can make your own schedule, be your own employee, be your own business, be your own corporation, and go work for a deposition company, go do something in sports, entertainment, work for a college.
So I like what you said there. That's interesting. So when there's a deposition going on, they hire like a subcontracted...
So court reporting agencies actually hire the reporters. It's freelance work.
Okay.
So you're your own boss.
Wow.
You take jobs or you decline jobs. You get bonuses for taking jobs. And there are so many jobs. Oftentimes owners need to take jobs themselves because there's not enough reporters.
Paul had a question.
We hear so much, people coming through the years here, of jobs that people, they can't get people to fill them.
Yes.
And they pay six-figure incomes. And you don't have to have a college degree to get them. Some of them are trade jobs, HVAC, you know, HVAC technicians. And I think part of it is because parents say to the kids, I don't want them to be an HVAC. I want them to go to college. I want to do this other stuff. And you're just like, and then they come out and they can't get a job and they work at Starbucks. And they got $100,000 in debt or $50,000. No, I'm just saying, a lot of these kids come out.
With Starbucks there, Paul.
I'm just saying these kids go through college without a plan, without any purpose.
Yeah.
And then they come out in debt. With no better than they went in. Maybe they're a little broader education.
The skills are very much, the trades are very much overlooked.
So, for example, we had one somebody in front, I think it's Cypress College, has an auto technician program.
Yes.
You think, I don't want my kid to be an auto tech. They come out paying like $100,000.
But the other thing we have to remember is with technology, things are evolving. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
With times, things are evolving. Like, I was just in a meeting with Ruben, our president, a few months back. And the gentleman that came to see us about getting minority certified said to us, tell your kids to go to school and be electricians. We don't have enough of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all these trade positions.
And then we said, really?
Skilled trades.
Yeah. He goes, electricians are making like $300,000 right now.
Yeah.
Why? Because of all the Tesla charging stations and all these energy new jobs.
That's why auto techs make so much because there's computers in the autos now. It's, so, you're not just over changing the oil.
So that's part of the evolution of, you know, businesses evolving, changing, right? And so I'd like to segue into maybe this is why you're involved with the Williamson Law Group, because of the court reporting? Is that how that happened?
No. Actually, South Coast College also trains paralegals and medical assistants. So I became a paralegal. And that's how I got involved with South Coast College.
Congratulations.
I just never really left. As a student and the community that they've built there, I've always...
Well,
I think
huge,
all the alumni come back.
But you're a huge advocate of it.
I am a huge advocate.
I could hear the passion behind the, we need more of this.
Yeah.
And people don't know about it, right?
Yeah. And the owner, Gene Gonzalez, and all of the teachers and staff pour their heart into these students and this program. And so it's a really special, special program, but they're great careers.
Can I ask you a question? Because everybody here is paralegal, and we sort of know what it is. But I really don't know a paralegal. So,
Paul,
I really
case,
don't.
In case you're watching it over here live, Paul's asking a little bit about what is a paralegal. Can you share about that?
So I work for an attorney, and I do fun things like filing cases. I do things like drafting documents, motions, interrogatories. Yes. We calendar for deadlines and dates. We talk with clients. We
keep the case moving.
Yeah, we keep the case moving. We're setting up depositions with court reporting companies. We're just a part of the case in different ways. And it's different for every law firm. So depending on what kind of law firm you're in, what kind of law you're doing, and what kind of atmosphere you're in with your attorneys and your other staff, there could be more work, there could be less work.
Do you do research ever or no? Somebody else.
I personally don't where I'm at. No.
But some of them,
but
I think,
some
do.
Yeah. Many do.
Right.
Many do.
Well, all I can say is, man, lawyers do very well.
They do.
And
We do very well. Williamson Law Group does very well. If you're a restaurant.
What do they specialize in?
So we are civil defense.
Okay.
So some of our clients are different restaurants,
okay,
larger corporations.
Oh, okay. Where are
large
they based
trucking
out of?
Companies. We are in Santa Ana, California. We are also in Arizona, Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to the Williamson Law Group.
I was in the restaurant business. I had a restaurant for a while.
So
oh, my God, the legal issues.
Yes.
Slip and fall. People come in and they say, oh, I slipped and I fell. Some of them are fraudulent. They come in with, or I found a piece of glass in my food.
Paul's talking about, for those of you viewing over here and maybe can't hear him, he's talking about all the legal issues that go into, of course,
restaurants
and the slip and falls and things like that. And it's interesting he brings that up because I was at the corporate office yesterday of Kroger Food for Less, Ralph's, with our friend Sal. And they took us in. We did a whole tour, and they took us into a room where I can't believe the security system that they have. Like, we're talking about thousands of cameras. They have all these
facial recognition.
Yes, but it's interesting because they're there for all the liabilities and workers' comp. For slip and falls, like Paul was saying, right? People that slip and fall.
Yeah.
And people that set up the slip and fall.
Yes.
Like, I'm your friend, we're going to go in the store. I'm actually going to
spill
something. Then you're going to fall. They don't know we're connected, right? Like, and the fall, the thing is, the fall happens, but the way they rewind the camera and they look at the investigation is, when did they both come in together? There's cameras outside. Did they both leave together in the car? Like, they're looking at all this, right? To put the case
don't
together.
Don't slip and fall in Kroger.
That's right.
Don't do it anywhere.
So anywhere, right? But I think it's interesting because of that security system, they also happen to capture a lot of times when people are like hostage situations or shooting situations. Remember, the cameras are always rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how that works, you know, two ways, right? As a heroic way, these cameras can also help, not just for slipping falls.
Outside cameras. Most of these buildings have surveillance all around their facilities.
All around.
Yeah. And a lot of times they subpoena the footage because to see what happened in that car crash out front, or see that burglar running by, or see some other crazy thing. It's the private footage that the public agencies go to track down people.
So the moral of the story here is that law groups are so much more in-depth, involved, not just in the lawsuit of itself in front, probably the back end of it, you have to help with all that stuff, right?
We collect that,
yes.
We have private investigators that help gather that information. And there are a lot of ways.
Yes, the skin of cat.
Yeah.
Now, let's go into, I know you do a lot of work in the community. And I know your passion, as you mentioned earlier, is working with veterans.
Yes.
If you can share with us some of the things that you're doing with the veterans. And I know Dave, who's been on our podcast show, member of our chamber, Big Dave, former NFL player. I know you're also involved with some of the things he's doing, his golf tournament that's coming up also, right? Share with us some of that, please.
Yeah, so I am a part of Mill to Vet. We do a transitioning veteran podcast. We have veterans come on and talk to transitioning, newly exiting, or just now exiting military. And we also have the Veteran Series Forum, which talks about, or has all of us join a group once a month, and we bring veterans and resources together. Because oftentimes you think there's thousands of resources for veterans, and there are veterans getting help, and then you just don't always know that there's not always veterans getting help. Sometimes there's red tape around the help. Sometimes the help isn't there. The money's dried out. So we come together and meet, and that's Mill to Vet and the Veteran Series. But also, I am the board secretary of Patriots and Paws. So if you guys don't know what Patriots and Paws are, please check Patriots and Paws out. We offer furniture at no cost to veterans, to active duty reservists. It doesn't matter of your DD-214 status. And anything home furnishings is free. But beyond that, there is a warehouse. And there is lots of room for events, collaborations, and groups. We do events. We do a lot of different workshops. We're creating a podcast for veterans to come and learn to do social, to try to do other things.
This is a venue,
disabled.
Right?
this is actually the warehouse for Patriots and Paws where we give the furniture.
Oh, okay.
It can be used as a venue. We have an outdoor area.
It's like a
area.
Multi-purpose kind
yes.
of room. Okay.
Yeah, so any chamber member of the Hispanic Chamber, go down, visit them, schedule a private tour, and see how you can collaborate now.
Where are they located?
Anaheim.
Anaheim, okay.
Yeah, it's off of the 91 Freeway in State College on Van Buren.
Okay.
Van Burton. I'm so sorry. So
really? Is that the way they say it?
Yeah, Van Burton. So with Patriots and Paws, we have connected with Dave Disrocher, you mm-hmm. know, former Seahawks player. I did meet him through the Orange County Hispanic Chamber, by the way. So the chamber works. Dave has an amazing golf
Shout
tournament.
Shout out to Dave.
Hey, Dave. First and Gold Project has their golf tournament on April 8th. It is for veterans. The gold sponsor of this event is Patriots and Paws. So Patriots and Paws is going to benefit. Care Possible is going to benefit. Legal Veterans Legal Network and two others, because I'm not able to remember. Go check out firstandgoldproject.com.
Yes, and Dave puts on a great golf tournament.
Oh, yes.
I was there last year at Coto de Casa.
Yep.
And what's the Paws part of Patriots and Paws? Don't they do something together matching with animals too?
Sort of, and we're working on it. So the Paws part is we really want to be able to help veterans in any situation or military that cannot take care of their animals. So for a long time, we've been trying to reach out to the Orange County Kennel. Remember that location that was yeah. over by Theo Lacy that's
yes.
not being used
yes,
for
yes.
anything?
Wow.
We can't get anything like that, but we would love to. So if anybody has any
connections. That's not being used anymore? I thought that was the Orange County Shelter, Orange County Animal Shelter.
They used to be. I think it used to be the
yeah,
animal shelter.
Now in Irvine
Oh, so
area,
it's not being used.
I don't believe it's being used.
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
know that.
I know they closed it down and they built another one over by Red Hill.
Wow.
Somewhere over there.
Anybody has connections with
yeah,
that,
if anyone
please reach
does.
Out to us.
Or any other space. So there have been situations where, you know, sometimes veterans come out or they transition into being a veteran and there are hard times or they end up going to jail for whatever reason and they've got animals. They've got support animals and they can't care for them. Or just simple boarding. You want to take a break or maybe you do need to go get treatment and you need a place for your animal to be. So Penny's passion, Penny Lambright is the founder of Patriots and Paws. Her passion is to help veterans in that way as well.
I know recently you had invited me and connected us with a gym, right?
Oh, Next Level
Irvine,
Fitness. Yes.
Right? Next Level Fitness, where they also very involved with veterans, right?
Yes.
You were the one that brought it to us and our attention and said, hey, John, how can we help support them? And do you want to share a little bit about what they're
yeah.
doing? I think it's great because, again, that's something that I know you go there to also
do
your...
I do go there, the cold plunge. So if anybody wants to cold plunge, Next Level Fitness in Irvine has a cold plunge, infrared sauna, world-class gym.
Do you feel that helps you, the cold plunge?
Yeah.
What happens? Like when you... I know it's obviously
so
really
I don't
cold.
Know the technical. Look up Andrew Huberman, who okay. is a neuroscience guy with Stanford University and professor,
probably
or Joe
with,
Rogan does
probably
it.
Helps with inflammation,
it
obviously.
Helps with a ton of things.
Yeah.
Nerve regeneration, inflammation, great
you know,
after workout.
You know who does that all the time is Dr. Trin.
Ooh.
Dr. Trin,
yeah, he does
who
it.
Hosts a show here,
yeah.
The Health Talks. He's on the board of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
He is a fanatic about these cold
See?
Plunges. And there is some, whatever that guy she quoted there,
yeah.
wrote and preaches this all the time. You get in an ice bath.
Yes.
You get in a bath full of ice.
44 degrees.
Yeah.
I've seen her
it
videos.
Hurts.
I've seen your videos that you put on Facebook yeah. and you're going into.
If I can do it, you can
We're
do
gonna
it.
We're going to get you in there, John.
No, there's
yeah.
no way. You couldn't pay me $1 million to do this.
But for healing?
Jump in a bucket of ice.
What if you need to be around longer
no,
for your family?
I'm one of those people that, like, if anything, I jump in the shower and it's like super hot water. Oh, it feels so good.
This is not to feel good. It doesn't feel
I know,
good.
I know. My nephew, Darren, by the way, who's a former Navy veteran himself, he does that every morning.
You're supposed
so
to, yeah.
He has a little jacuzzi area in the backyard there in Lake Elsinore.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally, like, goes in there, like, at, I don't know, 5, 6 in the morning and does this. And I'm like, dude, you're nuts. How
no,
do you do this?
No, it's so good for you. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good.
I've seen your
you
videos.
Just do
I've
it.
Seen your face.
Yeah.
You're like, like her face is like, I don't want to do
so
this.
It's horrible.
Yes, it's horrible.
Yeah. It's so good
so,
for you.
So I've noticed you don't go in right away. Like it's like a slow.
It's so hard. No,
right?
You have to go in right away, but I
Oh,
have
you do
trouble.
Go in quick? Because I notice a lot of people go
you
slow.
You jump right in,
You
boy.
Have to or you'll change your mind and get out. I've done that where I've put my feet in and then I'm like, oh, I got to get out.
Doesn't it hurt when you get
yes,
in?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Well, listen, I played some of my friends and I played high school football. And for whatever reason, because I would always turn my ankles. I was a running back. Mm-hmm. And back then, you didn't have turf fields. It was grass, right? So mm-hmm. a lot of turning your ankles. So we would go into the trainer's room to ice,
yes.
right? And they would stick our foot in a bucket of ice. Mm-hmm. They'd like, stick your foot in there. And you're like, no, no. You go, stick your foot in there. So you stick it in there. It freezes. Yep. Then he would take it out and say, put it in the whirlpool where it's like warm. Mm-hmm. And you start feeling these tingling, like a bunch of like nails, literally in your feet.
Yes.
So I envision you feeling that way.
Exactly.
When you go in this cold thing yes. that you're doing. Is that the way it
100%.
Is? 100%. You feel like a bunch of nails
100%.
Are like poking at you?
Yes. Ah.
So when do you want to do it, John?
Yes.
We'll get it. We'll send a team out.
Says, when do I want to do it?
Let me tell you how good it is for you, though.
Oh, man.
It's very good for you.
Me está dando frío. Nomás de pensar de esto ahorita. You know, I'm getting cold just thinking about this.
Oh, wow.
If you've done this, leave a comment.
Yeah, seriously.
Please, leave a comment if you've done this and what is your take on this. And is it help? Don't get me wrong. I've heard it does amazing.
Healing. And what's the guy's name again? So you said it so fast. He's like the one the guru who teaches and preaches.
Andrew Huberman.
Huberman.
He founded this whole concept or
this
something?
This movement.
Oh, so,
movement?
No. Okay.
He preaches this.
Wim Hof. Okay. Wim Hof, I think, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he didn't find it, but Wim Hof is the one that does the ice and breathing. Huberman is the Stanford guy that I watch, and he explains this to the down to the detail.
Is that why you started doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I personally have fibromyalgia. And so for me, I have to look for ways to try and heal because you see all that I do and I...
What does that mean? Explain what happens to you.
Constant pain.
Constant pain.
Your bones?
Constant pain in nerves.
Nerves.
I do have joint pain, but constant pain in nerves, sometimes serious fatigue and oftentimes mental fog.
Really?
And it happens and you just go with it. And when stress happens, it heightens and it can come on. And so this is
And we've
is
done
really
shows on it.
It.
It's kind of, it's one of these,
really?
These conditions that they're not, it's got a name and it gets diagnosed,
yes.
but they really don't know what it is or why it is. In fact, some doctors doubt it even is.
Yes.
Maybe it's all in your head or something.
So it's like a flare up you have suddenly?
Yeah, sometimes I have flare ups.
Because you're very sharp. I mean, there's a lot of details you mentioned right now of Dave's golf tournament, people's names. So I find it hard to believe that you have these.
Well, I have to. I've lived through this. I think my mother remembers me having issues when I was 8 years old. So, I mean, I've dealt with this all my life.
It can be paralyzing where people won't get out of bed.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
And you just do what you got to do. And then on those days you can't, you listen to your body and you
So you
shut
just
down.
Feel like drained, huh?
There's
well,
some
mostly
weekends
pain.
Where I'll stay
it's,
in bed.
It's really pain. It's
really?
Everything, your nerve endings or something, everything is just...
You feel everything to the 100th power, nerve endings. And
right.
So when you say needles, that's exactly what it is.
So you doing the ice...
It helps. Like that whole day, there's a calm.
Really?
With the nerves, there's a calm. And if I was able to get there every day, that is my goal, is to get there every day.
How many times do you do it now?
I do it once a week.
Once a week, okay.
And, sorry, I've taken 3 weeks off because of events, but I get back there Saturday morning. So if anybody's interested, Saturday morning, 5 a.m., meet me at Next Level Fitness. We go in at 6.
John will be there.
After our workout.
With our cameras.
And I have to throw this in. If you are a veteran, Next Level Fitness allows you to use the gym at no cost. You can go in and work out. It's an incredible gym.
Yes.
Owned by a veteran.
Yes.
Travis Mayfield, Purple Heart recipient, and also owned by Dr. Voss, who's an incredible sports athlete doctor. He does not do cracking. He does something else that's even more amazing.
Yes. And where are they located?
In Irvine. In Sky Park area.
Yeah, Sky Park area. Yeah, yeah I've been there. Really nice gym.
Really
great
nice.
People. I got to meet all of them. It's just a great place. If you're a veteran, what a great place as a resource.
Yeah, so, or a business. Collaborate with them. They're doing events. They have jujitsu. They have nutrition.
Yeah, yeah.
They have the sports
they
facility.
They have great trainers.
They
met
have
some
amazing
of the
trainers.
One-on-one, right? They do a lot of work.
Yes.
And they even have
yes.
a program for kids. Like if your kids are in high school sports, I saw they had like a person working one-on-one with them.
Yeah, the doctors.
For like speed and agility and stuff. So they offer a lot of services. And again, we met them through you, Christine, because of all the veteran stuff that you're doing.
So you two know everybody in Orange County.
We do, and this chamber helps. This chamber is incredible.
We're one big family in la comunidad. Well, no, that's what it's about, right?
Yes.
This is, it's about resources, and who do I know, and who do you know, and mm-hmm. how can we continue to share those resources? It's about working together. I mean, you look at all you're doing. You're with the Williams Sin Law Group. You're with South Coast College, which is where we met you. You're with Meal to Vet and Veteran Series 4 and podcast. I mean,
yep. And once a week, she takes an ice bath.
An ice bath, yes.
And once a week, she does this crazy thing that I would not do.
And you can come and do it with me.
But that's great that she's invited all of you.
Everybody and John too. Hey, let's do one of these where we get John in.
No.
Yeah. With
no.
the cameras and the
and
whole thing.
And everybody watching.
No, gracias. Yeah. No, gracias.
We'll do a live stream.
Si estuviera el agua calientita, the water was warm. Yes. Oh, no. My wife gives me a hard time about that because I'm always turning on the heater in the house. She likes the house cold. And I'm always turning on the heater. I'm always turning on,
goodness.
Before I shower, turn on the hot water, you know?
Oh, no.
I'm one of those, like, I'm like a cat, you know? I'm like, ugh. So I don't know how people do it to get in there, seriously.
It's all mental.
I figured if I was going to do it, mental. That's what I would do. I would just, like in sports, like in football.
Yes.
People don't realize that in football, there's these things where if you've never played and you're starting to play for the first time, and I know we got to go soon, there's these things where you start doing hitting drills. Mm-hmm. And this fear comes in you because of the size of the athlete in front of you. Mm-hmm. But you have to really be mentally strong to say, it doesn't matter his size or my size. It's all about technique. It's something I was going through with my kids last night in the garage, believe it or not, in football, right? And so it's like anything, probably in the military, in sports, everything, right?
In life,
right?
Yeah.
Like you have to use what you have, the tools you have. And I think jumping into this thing is the same thing as it's all mental. If I was going to do it, I probably would jump in. And just start like people do. I saw the videos, breathing, and just let but you have to be in there a certain time, right? Don't you?
A few minutes. I believe it's like past 1 minute or up to 2 minutes where it's beneficial. And I am at 6 minutes now.
What?
Yeah.
See, I probably would last like 30 seconds.
In and out.
Maybe the first time.
I'd be like a cat in the water.
Yeah. Maybe the first time. But once you knew what it was like.
I'm out.
And you set your mind to it, you could do more.
I think it's just getting over the phase of like, because I remember that with my foot when I would turn my ankles and I would stick it in the ice bucket. Eventually, it numbs itself, and you're just like, it's...
No.
No?
It hurts even more.
It doesn't numb your body?
You get to a numb point that you feel pain. So then you're numb, and you're like, oh, now I have to
only
get
when
out.
You black
this
out. Only when you black out. When
I
you
can
finally
imagine
black out.
If I can imagine when I come out of this, I would be so red.
And I'm sure there's people on there like, they are just making this worse than it is. Maybe, but that's how it feels.
Well, I hate to say, Christine, we're out of time, but... This has been great. We've all learned that on Saturday morning, we're going to meet you at the gym at 5 a.m. to do the cold plunge.
Next level fitness.
Next level fitness.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything you're doing. We really appreciate
it.
You're always connecting us. You're always sending us somebody here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber. And thank you for all that you're doing in the community for the veterans and everyone else. I mean, really, we really appreciate your passion behind court reporting and everything they're doing. So continue all success. We're going to see you at the Estrella Awards.
Yes. And connect with me because I'd like to know you so I can share you with other people and make sure you're a member of the Orange County Hispanic Chamber.
See, she's a
great... Oh, wait a second. Last one. Better Business Bureau is doing their Torch Awards for Ethics. If you haven't nominated yourself or someone else.
She's like a walking billboard.
Wow.
Paul, I don't know how she keeps up with all this.
I don't either.
She's got like a whole list.
It's the cold plunge.
It's the cold plunge.
Right?
Resets the brain.
You see? You do this cold plunge. This is what happens. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We will see you again next Wednesday, April 6th, is our Estrella Awards. Don't forget to follow us on our social media at Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And also follow us, of course, on Instagram at OCHCC. That's how you're going to know when our next mixer, our next event is. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Christine, thank you for being on our show. Mr. Paul Roberts, take it away.
Well, there you have it. Take the plunge and join us each and every week to meet our community here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.